Deji, and I'm asking questions. The question I would like you to answer today, Deji, is about Harry and Farron. But before I ask the question, you have a reputation, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, of being a nice boss, which kind of implies that you're not very good at firing people. And I'm just going to leave that there. I'm not going to ask for any comments. But the question is, what are the right practices for hiring and firing people in an organization?
Okay, thank you very much. Let's talk about the practices around hiring and firing, okay? One of the workshops we have, because, you know, healthy organizations are becoming the norm. People are recognizing that the culture is extremely important. It's always been known, but it's probably coming more to the fore, and especially in the time of a pandemic.
Yeah.
And people are having to work in different ways, right? And we're probably never going to go back to the way we used to work. We talk about, in order to build a healthy organization, that there are four disciplines, that you've got to make sure that you have a cohesive team. Uh-huh. And that with that cohesive leadership team, you do some work around building clarity, build organizational clarity, define organizational clarity.
Okay.
And we usually do this by getting the leadership team of such organizations to answer six questions. And the first question is, why do we exist? Yeah?
Yeah.
And then we go from why do we exist to what exactly do we do? How do we behave as an organization?
Yeah.
How are we going to win as an organization?
Okay.
That's talking to our strategic anchors.
Okay.
Which is the essence of our strategy, right? Then we talk about what's most important for the organization right now.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about who does what in the organization, right? So those six questions, including how do we behave, which is kind of like a fundamental question, really help to define and rally the leadership team and the entire organization around what's important to us, how we behave, and should enable people to make decisions that would be the correct decision because of the level of clarity. Oftentimes, people will go for two-day sessions and they come out with this and it's really exciting. We have to make sure that we cascade this clarity.
Yeah.
And then we need to make sure we reinforce clarity. There is no point saying we value team players in our organization and you keep promoting those people that their number one job is to throw other people under the bus.
Okay.
So when we establish our values, it serves two important purposes. One is to make sure that it affects the people that come into the company going forward, right? Because we want to be intentional about a culture fit, right? Also means that in the course of, like, we define how we operate as a company, reinforcing value, reinforcing clarity talks to how do we make sure that we align ourselves with our values. We take actions, we take decisions that show that our values are truly important to us. Now, it's important for companies to be clear about those things, use their values in recruiting people, and also use their values in exiting people.
So are you arguing that if you use the values in recruiting people, then chances are you would need to fire them? Is that...
chances are, if you get a culture fit, then you have a non-toxic work environment.
Okay.
And barring certain circumstances like a pandemic or loss of business, you won't be firing people because they are not contributing to a non-toxic environment.
Okay.
So, but it makes it easier to get the right people into your organization because your organization excites them. Your organization is aligned with their personal values, but it's not a 100% guarantee.
Okay. So, in hiring and firing, when you're hiring, it's best to be very clear about what your values are so that the people coming into the team know exactly what they're signing up for. Chances are that if that's the case, they're less likely to need to be fired because they will buy into the vision of the company. But if they don't, in the firing, it will also be clear why they're being fired, because they are not a good fit and they don't buy into, you know, so basically it works. So that's the answer. Yes. Brilliant.